Good morning. It is January the 19th, 2017, hence why I've highlighted that in the show notes. As you can see right up there, 2017 for the year, 01 for the month, 19 for the day. All of my shows are enumerated or dated that way, and then the name of the episode with today's B2B Thursday. Okay, enough said. Today, I've got several recent URLs that have come down the pipe, if it were a pipe, and the search was B2B tips. And what I've found, I'm going to share with you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Makes it all possible. Being a patron makes it more possible. Enough said. The show notes, the first link that we have is from bizwarriors.com. And it looks like this with their USC helmet. We'll forgive them for that. The guys have got 10 tried and true tips on building better B2B relationships. All of your sales, your engagements is about relationships. The number one thing they have listed on their collection of tips is be transparent about your needs and wants. If the developer, if your marketing crew doesn't know what your goal is, wasn't sure what you're trying to get accomplished, they'll build you a great site, but it isn't going to do anything because you haven't implored of them what it is you want done. So have a plan, okay? So go through that first link, 10 tried and true tips on building better B2B relationships. Thanks to the people at Biz Warriors for taking the time. The next link is from Brightfunnel. And they asked the question, should sales development report to marketing? Well, this is obviously a great big company because you and I both know we wear both hats, right? The same guy that wears the sales hat wears the marketing hat. So make sure that one hand is washing the other. There's no confusion in the message. So you can hand your plan to someone on a piece of paper and they go, oh, that's what you want to do. That way, sales development and marketing can do that dance, which results in conversions. And the world is a better place as a result of that, right? Then the last one is the tip. It's 12 tips from Avention. Love that name. The One Source Solutions. It's 12 tips to prepare your B2B sales team for success. Now, if you are the B2B sales team, then you will go through these 17 slides, takes just a couple of minutes, and we've embedded them right onto the show notes. So if you don't want to go there, you can go right here and simply click on this arrow. Yeah, make sure I got that arrow showing. And then you're on the second slide. Then you're on the third slide, etc. First tip, focus on the prospect. Don't think of them as prospect so much as you think of them as people. People will buy from people they know, so get to know them. If they don't know you, if they've never heard of you in the world ever, just some friend of theirs said, oh, you should go check out the Guyer Cook Report. He's real consistent at doing this show. That's the compliment that I was paid by the folks at Fire Talk once. They said, well, you're consistent. And I don't know if that's a pat on the back or not, but we are consistent. And so there's the links. If you go to the show notes, which you can get to as always, if you go to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com, it'll have a link that'll take you to today's episode. And also in the show notes, you'll see a little shameless plug here. Down at the bottom, there's be my patron on Podbean. I'd love it if you'd be a patron, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, where this video is going to go onto YouTube in a few minutes. And the audio is streaming from Podbean. So if you go to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com, whack feed, just like it shows right there, you can hear the audio. You can hear it on Spreaker. Enough said. It's on iTunes. We're trying to give you solutions for the questions you may have. If you've got a question, be sure and let us know, okay? And on that note, I'm going to say those three famous words. Well, actually, I'm not sure if You know, I was thinking about that. Is it three words or is it four words? Because it's is almost like it is. So it could be four words, but we're going to condense it down to three and simply say it's a wrap.